live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Good to have you here. It's Wednesday, September the 16th, 2020. I'm America's voice. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Los Angeles Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, challenging LeBron James to put up cash to help catch the armed would-be assassin that attacked two L.A. County Sheriff's deputies and gunned them down in their SUV. We'll talk about that. Plus, in the swing states, number two, there is a phenomenon happening in 2020 that I alluded to weeks ago and told you could be the key to the outcome of the 2020 election. Gun sales in these critical states setting all-time records. And number one, on the South Lawn of the White House, President Trump provided an opportunity for the world to move forward with peace in the Middle East, bringing two new Arab nations to the table with Israel, the Abraham Accords, joining Israel with UAE and the Kingdom of Bahrain. The latest example of President Trump getting things done when he's told these things are impossible to do. And what does the news media cover? In large part, they covered the fact that there were too many people gathered together without masks. That's how CNN spent its time, but we'll do it differently here. We'll do it differently here because we want to give you the news. And the news is, for the first time in a generation, there is a better chance for peace in the Middle East than there was yesterday. Muslim-majority nations, UAE and Bahrain, recognize Israel, sit down with Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States to sign peace accords. Saudi Arabia and the Sudan, in the works as we speak, not far away. Remarkable work by President Trump. He deserves the Nobel Peace Prize because instead of banging on the front door and continuing to do the same things that failed previously, they came in through the side door, made a deal, put it together, and have made peace possible in the Middle East in our lifetimes. Congratulations to the president. Let's hear what he had to say in part with bite number six. Here's the president of the United States talking about the peace accords and the history that's been made.
We're here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. Thanks to the great courage of the leaders of these three countries, we take a major stride toward a future in which people of all faiths and backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity. In a few moments, these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two in a single month, and there are more to follow.
By the time they put Saudi Arabia and Sudan on that list, the idea of peace in the Middle East will become more commonplace. The idea of conflicts between Israelis and the Palestinians less commonplace, and throughout all of this, Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, has been isolated from the Middle East. Isolated almost completely has Iran been. Nobody wants to put up with them anymore. And UAE getting F-35 military aircraft from the United States as well, all part of the bigger picture here so that it can defend itself against Iran and other aggressive neighbors. Saudi Arabia, Sudan, soon to follow, as I mentioned. And it's all part of the growing peace in the Middle East, something that those on the left wouldn't tell you a thing about. But Benjamin Netanyahu had plenty to say yesterday about this. Bite number five with the Prime Minister of Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President, this day is a pivot of history. It heralds a new dawn of peace. For thousands of years, the Jewish people have prayed for peace. For decades, the Jewish state has prayed for peace. And this is why today we're filled with such profound gratitude. I am grateful to you, President Trump, for your decisive leadership. You have unequivocally stood by Israel's side. You have boldly confronted the tyrants of Tehran. You've proposed a realistic vision for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and you have successfully brokered the historic peace that we are signing today.
Abraham and the Abraham Accords here also lay the groundwork for the end of the Iranian regime, the tyrants of Tehran, as Benjamin Netanyahu called them. Bibi not impressed, obviously, with Tehran over the years. Why would he be? Ever since 1979, Iran has been a rogue nation on the world stage. The leading sponsor of terrorism worldwide, Iran, inflicting untold harm and casualties all across the world. But the Abraham Accords lay the possibility that in the future, Iran will no longer be what it is today. You see, the popular uprisings will gain strength from this. When Saudi Arabia and Sudan and other nations join in peace in the Middle East for a prosperous region, Iran will stand in stark contrast and out of step with peace and prosperity with the rest of the region, and the other nations there will not stand for it. They'll not tolerate this misbehavior much longer, and that sets the stage for something to change. Now, over at the Chicken Noodle News Network, it seems that they didn't quite understand the enormity of what was happening. At Chicken Noodle News and MSNBC, they didn't seem to understand how important and critical and pivotal a moment this really is in world history. No, Wolf Blitzer, old Wolfgang, he wanted to talk about how many people were gathered at the White House because somehow that's more critical than a nuclear exchange in the Middle East. How many people might catch COVID-19? Far more concerning to Wolf Blitzer than a thermonuclear war starting in the Middle East between Israel and the UAE or Israel and Bahrain. It's because they just don't get it. Willful ignorance, we call it. But it's bite number seven. Jared Kushner, the architect of this deal, sitting down with Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf Blitzer acting like, well, Wolf Blitzer. Bite seven. Go. All right, we've got a little issue there. We'll get back to bite seven with Jared Kushner and Wolf Blitzer. But it is interesting to note that the liberals don't care about the historic value of this agreement. The fact that Muslim majority nations can now make peace with Israel. That is truly historic, and that is something that will change the course of history for all of us. Of course, millennials, 20% believe, according to new surveys, millennials believe that the Jews were responsible for the Holocaust. 20% of millennials believe that Jews were responsible for the Holocaust. Think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. They also don't think much of Israel. But for voters in Florida, Jewish voters, for example, this is critical and pivotal. And just another example of how the president is winning on the world stage and everywhere else. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. 14 after. Quick break. We'll be right back in the No Panic Zone.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteclean.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.